Proudly Canadian, proudly local on gonorthumberland.ca. Brought to you by Rusco Windows and Doors.
Canine Security emphasizes creating safer communities through cooperative efforts with other agencies. Can you share any specific examples of how your company collaborates with local organizations in Northumberland County to enhance community safety?
Since we were created in 2019, we've had an outstanding relationship with Port Hope Police. We maintain relationships with Coburg Police as well, Port Hope Fire, Emergency Services. And then as well, we deal with a lot of our kind of corporate partners and our more volunteer organizations like the Lions Club, Optimist Club, Rose Quest and Port Hope there. And then as well, our municipality partners in Port Hope and Coburg, dealing with the municipality themselves. And all those relationships and working alongside, we're able to utilize the services that we offer in, you know, security guard services, canine services, some of our drone operations, and various other things that we do throughout the community to just kind of bring another level of safety into our community and homes throughout Northumberland County. Specifically, you know, our newest program, which is our CFPD, our Community Focused Patrol and Deterrence Program, which takes focus on our local communities and our local residents here and in providing just another layer that supplements police in that role of just being a physical presence and able to kind of keep an eye on things.
When we talk about Canada Proud and national presence, you're serving clients across Ontario. How does Canine Security adapt its services to meet the diverse needs of communities throughout the province while still maintaining a consistent Canadian approach to security? If we could say that there is kind of a Canadian approach.
There absolutely is. When it comes to security, it's very different when you look at security services in the U.S. Guards in the U.S. are provided a lot less training than what you get in Canada. Becoming a security guard in the U.S. is generally a simple process. I know some states, and it's very different. I don't want to put it all in one bucket, but in Canada and Ontario specifically, there is a very specific process you have to go through to become licensed. Vetting, background checks for us specifically. There's very specific things that we require for our guards to do prior to even being hired. We've started a new process of pre-training before they even get hired on. Before they can even start working, they have to go through several training programs before they can actually get out in the field. And I will say this, is that Canada, Ontario, anywhere across, they put a bigger focus on that training aspect and making sure that guards out there kind of can do the best job they can do. It does kind of make us, you know, and we'll talk about proudly Canadian. I'm proud to say that our company is very Canadian-based. We do focus on our province, and we are looking to move into Canada-wide service. And being able to say, like, we give that added level and that added enhancement to our training levels and to our guards to give the best service and the best possible level of training to our guards that's out there right now. I will say that is very Canadian.
When we talk about Canadian values and training, what specifically does Canine Security incorporate? Like, what Canadian values and standards are kind of highlighted in the training programs for guards and handlers?
I don't want to see any of my guys get hurt. I don't want to see my guys hurting anyone else. I want to see professionalism. I want to see people that know how to manage someone that approaches you that has, you know, maybe a mental health issue or has a drug abuse issue and may not be in the best headspace to come and talk to someone in uniform, but they've taken that step to come and talk to you about something. Well, how are you going to manage that? How are you going to deal with that? We put a lot of focus on that, a very high level of focus, because it is such an issue in Canada right now. And we want to do everything we can to help with that and to make it the best possible experience for everyone all around when you interact with one of our guards. And as far as the canine handlers, that is just next level training, and they are some of the best security guards you'd ever meet out in the field right now, bar none. And that's a very proud thing for me. So I will say kudos to my team for putting in the effort. The second program that we've started this year is our KTAC program. So KTAC is Canine Tactics, Aerial Operations and Critical Care. So that's our special operations team. That KTAC program is very unique in the sense that there is no other program like it in Canada. And it, again, like coming from a small Canadian town, Ontario town, to say that we have this and this is coming out of our community, it's a pretty big thing.